I know, child, but this is still important. You did such a good and brave job with the box that I think you would be the best one to wear this necklace until the one it belongs to comes for it. You must wear it always until then. Don't let anyone else even try it on for play. This is not something to play with.
Her expression turned serious at the mention of the box.
I'll take good care of it, Zed, if you say it's important.
Zed,
Chase hissed as he pulled Rachel's head to himself, cupping his hand over her ear so she couldn't hear.
What do you think you're doing? Is that what I think it is?
Zed gave him a forbidding look.
I'm trying to keep all the children of the world from having very bad nightmares for eternity.
Chase gritted his teeth.
Zed, I don't want... Zed cut him off. Chase, how long have you known me?
Chase glared but didn't answer.
In all the time you've known me, have you ever known me to bring harm to another, especially a child? Have you ever known me to put another at risk for anything foolish?
No, Chase said in a voice like grating stone, and I don't want to see you start now.
Zed kept his own voice firm.
You will have to trust that I know what I'm doing.
His eyes flicked to where the squealing had killed the people.
What has happened today doesn't even begin to touch what is about to happen. If the veil is enclosed, the suffering and death will be beyond your comprehension. I'm doing what I must as a wizard. As a wizard, I recognize this little one just as Gilla recognized her. She is a ripple in the pond. She is destined to do important things. When we were in the tomb of Panis Rawl, earlier checking to see that they were walling it in properly, I studied some of the runes on the walls. They weren't all melted yet. They were in Haidaharan, and I don't understand much of it, but I understood enough. They were instructions on going to the underworld. You know that stone table in the Garden of Life? It's a sacrificial altar. Darkan Rawl used it to go to the underworld, to travel under the boundaries.
But he's dead. What does...
He killed children, and offered their unsoiled souls as a gift to the keeper of the underworld to gain himself passage. Do you understand what I'm saying? He made pacts with the Keeper. That means the Keeper has been using people in this world. Where he has used one, he has surely used more. And now the veil is torn. That a screeling was here proves it beyond question. Many of the oldest prophecies, I believe, are about what's beginning to happen now, and about Richard. Whoever wrote them was intending to send him help across time. I believe they are meant to aid him in the fight against the Keeper, but much has happened in the last few thousand years to muddy those words. I fear that it is the Keeper's patient work that has obfuscated the meaning of the prophecies. He has no more important skill than patience. He has an eternity of it. He has probably been sending careful tendrils into this world to influence people, wizards, like Darkan Rawl, to do his bidding. The fact that we need the prophecy so much right now, and that there are no wizards left to understand them, can't be coincidence. I have no idea where the Keeper's eyes lurk or what he intends next.
Chase's eyes still had fire in them, but it was different from the kind they held before.
Tell me how to help. What would you like me to do?
Zed smiled sadly and patted the big man's shoulder.
I would like you to teach this child to be like you. I know she is smart. Bring it out in her. Make her your student. Teach her how to use every weapon you know. Teach her to be strong and quick.
Chase sighed and gave a nod. Such a little warrior.
In the morning I must leave to get Addie and take her to Adendrill. I would like you to go to the mud people. Ride hard, fast as you can go. Richard and Kaelin and Sidon will be with the dragon tonight, and tomorrow she will take them there. It will take you weeks to reach him. We can't afford to waste any time. Tell Richard and Kaelin to come to me in Adendrill at once. Tell them of the danger as I have told you. Then maybe you should take this child to safety, if there is any such thing.
Isn't there anything else I can do?
The most important thing is to get to Richard. I've been a fool for thinking we would have time. I never should have let him out of my sight.
Zed rubbed his chin a moment in thought.
Maybe you could tell him I am his grandfather, and that Darkan Rawl was his father. Maybe that will give his anger time to cool before he reaches me.
Zed lifted an eyebrow and smiled.
Do you know what the mud people call him? They call him Richard with a temper. Imagine that. Richard, of all people, he is one of the gentlest people I've ever known. But I fear the sword of truth has brought out his other side.
Chase flashed a rare, reassuring look. He won't be angry to learn you are his grandfather. He loves you. Zed sighed.
Maybe so. But I don't think he'll be pleased to know who his father really is, and that I hid that knowledge from him. George Cypher raised him, and they loved each other deeply.
That's the truth, and this doesn't change it. Zed nodded. He held the necklace up.
Will you trust me?
Chase appraised the wizard for a moment, then sat Rachel up straight on his knee. Let me latch the clasp for you. After Chase hooked it around her neck, Rachel picked up the amber stone in her small hands, bending her face down to see it.
I'll take good care of it for you, Zed.
The wizard ruffled her hair.
I'm sure you will.
He put a finger to each side of her forehead, letting the magic flow into her, and gave her the thought of how important the necklace was, that she was not to talk to people about it or where she got it, and that she must protect it as she had the box of Orton. He removed his fingers, and she opened her eyes and smiled. Chase picked her up with a hand on each side of her waist and set her down to stand on the bench next to him. He searched through the arsenal of knives at his waist and found the strap for the smallest. He untied the leather thong and pulled the sheathed blade free. He held it up in front of her face.
Since you are my daughter now, you will wear a knife, just like me. But I don't want you taking it out until I teach you about it. You could cut yourself badly. I will teach you how to use it in a safe manner. I'm going to teach you how to protect yourself so you will be safe, all right?
Rachel beamed.
You'll teach me to be like you? I would like that ever so much, Chase.
Chase grunted as he tied the leather strap at her waist.
I don't know how good I'll be at teaching you. Seems I can't even teach you to call me father.
She smiled shyly.
Chase and father mean the same thing to me.
Chase shook his head, a resigned grin on his face. Zed came to his feet and straightened his robes.
Chase, if you need anything, Commander General Trimac will see to it. Take as many men as you would like.
I wouldn't like any. I'm in a hurry. I don't need the extra baggage to tend. And besides, I think a man and his daughter would draw less attention. Isn't that the whole idea?
He glanced pointedly at the stone around Rachel's neck. Zed smiled, appreciating the Boundary Warden's sharp mind. Those two were going to make quite a pair.
I will travel with you until I reach the route toward Addy. I must do some things in the morning, and then we can be on our way.
Good. You look like you could use some rest before we start out.
I think you're right.
Zed suddenly realized why he was so tired. He had thought it was because he hadn't slept in days, but that wasn't it. It was because they had struggled for months to stop Darkenrawl, and just when he thought it was over, that they had finally won, he now knew it had only begun. And this wasn't just a dangerous wizard they were fighting, it was the Keeper of the Underworld. With Darkenrawl, he had known most of the rules, how the boxes of Orden worked, how much time they'd had. He knew next to nothing now. The Keeper could win in the next 5 minutes. Zed felt hopelessly ignorant. He sighed inwardly. He guessed he knew some things. He would just have to build on that knowledge.
By the way, Chase said as he straightened the knife at Rachel's waist, one of the other healers, Kelly, she said her name was, she gave me a message for you.
He leaned back and fished around in his pocket with two big fingers, bringing out a small piece of paper. He handed it to the wizard.
What's this?
The paper said, West Rim, North Highland Way, 3rd tier. Chase pointed at the paper as Zed held it out, reading it.
She said that is where you would find her. She said to tell you that she thought you needed rest, and that if you would come to her, she would make you a stenodyne tea, and that she would brew it weak so you would sleep well. Does that make any sense to you?
Zed smiled just a little to himself as he crumpled the note in his fist.
A bit.
He tapped his lower lip in thought.
Get yourself some rest. If you think the pain of the wounds will keep you from sleeping, I could have one of the healers brew you up some...
Chase held a hand up. No, I'll sleep fine.
Very well.
He patted Rachel's arm and Chase's shoulder and started off. A thought came to him and he turned back.
Have you ever seen Richard wearing a red coat? A red coat with gold buttons and brocade?
Chase gave a snort of a laugh.
Richard! Zed, you half-raised him. You should know better than I that Richard doesn't have a red coat like that. He has a feast day coat that's brown. Richard is a woods guide. He favors earth colors. I've never even seen him wear a red shirt. Why?
Zed ignored the question.
When you see him, tell him I said not to wear a red coat.
He shook a finger at Chase.
Ever. It's very important. Don't forget, no red coat.
Chase nodded.
Done?
He knew when not to press the old man. Zed gave Rachel a smile and a quick hug before starting off down the hall. He wondered idly if he could remember where a dining hall was. It had to be almost past dinner time. A thought occurred to him. He didn't know where he was going. He hadn't done anything about finding himself a place to sleep. Well, no matter, he thought. The palace had guest rooms. He had told Chase about them. He could go there, too. He unfolded the crumpled piece of paper in his hand and looked at it. A distinguished man with a neatly trimmed gray beard and dressed in official gold robes was walking past. Zed snagged him gently.
Excuse me, but could you tell me where...
He looked at the paper.
Where West Rim, North Highland Way, 3rd tier, is located.
The bearded man gave a polite bow of his head.
Of course, sir. Those are the healer's quarters. It is not far. Let me guide you partway there and give you direction for the rest of it.
Zed broke into a smile. He suddenly didn't feel quite so tired.
Thank you. That is very kind of you.
Chapter 5. As Sister Margaret turned the corner at the top of the stone steps, an old maidservant carrying a mop and bucket saw her and fell to her knees.